Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
I admit I was almost up to three, but I didn't quite make it. But I do have two. I've got two of the movies on the top ten this week that I've actually seen. I'm so proud of myself. I can talk intelligently about the conversation I'm about to have with Ron Van Timmeren from Celebration Cinemas. Ron?
Hey, well, since you're so smart, maybe you can help me with my Oscar ballot. I'm having trouble with the foreign language film. Do you think it'll be The Salesman or A Man Called Uwe?
Wait. I've got it right here in front of me. Where did it go? Foreign film. Gosh darn it. That's right. Foreign language. A Land of Mine, A Man Called... It's going to be Tana. Tana's going to be the winner.
No way. Maybe Tony Erdman sneaks in, but not Tana.
Of course, naturally, I have no knowledge of any of these films. Never heard of any one of them, but there it is, you know.
Yeah. Actually, we're playing one of them over at the Studio C in Okemos and a couple of other locations in our indie film series, but I haven't seen any of the foreign language films, and I'm filling out mostly guesses. Or La La Land. Defaulting to La La Land works pretty well for your Oscar ballot this weekend.
All right, so you got me looking at this ballot for a moment here. A couple of these movies that I see for best actor in a leading role, Viggo Mortensen, is that how I'd say it?
Yep.
Captain Fantastic, never heard of it.
Cool movie. I actually never saw it in the theater, but I did do a pay-per-view at home. Really interesting man, a story about a man who's raising his family off the grid, essentially, and then ends up back on the grid, and it doesn't work so well.
Yeah, and then I see Meryl Streep and Florence Foster Jenkins. Never heard of it.
That's the one where she plays the opera singer who can't sing. It's a very funny movie.
Well, Meryl, okay, yeah, so some of the movies I haven't heard of, but a lot of them, clearly I have. And like I said, I made it out to the movies over the last few days and loved the movie I saw. We'll go see it again because I missed so much the first time because I was laughing too hard.
No way. Fist Fight?
Lego.
Of course.
Yeah. Dude, that movie is brilliant. Brilliant.
Yes.
I mean, it really is. I mean, I was laughing so hard for the first... It slows down it for a bit, but the first half hour of the movie... I was laughing out loud over and repeatedly. I'm like, this is silly, and it's funny, and it's good, and
right,
really good.
Right. You feel like you drank about a dozen Red Bulls after that first half hour.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, the pace is just incredible. Bam, bam, bam. But it was fun.
Yeah, it's definitely fun. And if you're into the DC comic world, you can catch all kinds of characters and celebrity voices. I went back and looked at the credits, and I went, wait a minute, Jonah Hill does a voice in this movie? How did I miss that?
Exactly. No, it was really good. Took the kids to it, of course. It's like a lot of good movies at that level. A lot of the humor go over the kids' head, which is good. Because if your kids are getting that humor, maybe you ought to check out what's going on in your own home. But I mean, but the point being is good humor for the adults, good humor for the kids, clean play, good stuff. And I am going to see it again just so I can catch everything that I missed.
Good point, Steve. You're right. There is so much going on in that movie and so works on so many levels. You know, the audience I sat with, there were more adults than children in it. So you don't have to take your kids or need to be a child to enjoy the Lego Batman movie.
And it's number one.
Yep, it's number one, although I think this weekend, Get Out is going to be the surprise thriller this weekend. Have you seen any ads for that, Steve?
I have not, so fill me in.
Okay, it's actually getting 100% on RottenTomatoes.com, mostly because the critics love it as social satire, taking on racism in our society because it's the story of a white girlfriend with a black boyfriend meeting the parents. And once she brings him home, something weird happens in this community to the black folks, if you know what I mean. And it gets, I don't know, is it zombies? Is it Stepford Wives? I can't quite figure out what's going on here, but... Director and writer Jordan Peele from Key & Peele is getting great reviews for Get Out, and it's a horror film, they say, with comedy.
100% fresh. I didn't think that was possible, but all right, there it is.
Yeah, Get Out looks like it'll be a surprise. 25, 27 million is what they're tracking for it right now. And then there's a couple also rans this weekend. Steve Rock Dog, which is another PG animated movie about singing animals, not to be confused with the movie Sing, but they're going for that same audience. J.K. Simmons, Luke Wilson, Eddie Izzard, Louis Black doing some of the voices. And then Collide with an interesting cast. Anthony Hopkins and Ben Kingsley lead the cast. Felicity Jones in it as well. Nicholas Holt. Looks like your basic, you know, drug deal gone bad kind of action thriller movie. And that'll be an also-ran this weekend as well. PG-13 on that one.
Well, yeah. That movie needs to be R-rated to get where it needs to be, doesn't it? I mean, I'm no expert here, but if Anthony Hopkins is, you know, doing drugs and backpackers and running across Europe at high rates of speed, it should be an R movie.
I know. I thought the same thing. It should be a John Wick caliber title, but you know, they think PG-13 opens it up to a younger male audience, and maybe they're right. I just don't think this thing does even $10 million this weekend, so it probably doesn't matter what the rating is.
Well, there you go. And anything else we need to know about here on the list?
Well, Metropolitan Opera live from the Met, that's happening on Saturday all over the celebration circuit and all over America. Flicks Family Film Festival, we're kicking that 8-week program off. Many of our locations showing the movie Storks, free for kids 12 and under, $5 for everybody else, and a couple other alternative programs going on this weekend. Check them out at CelebrationCinema.com, where you can buy your tickets in advance as well.
All right, and in the Oscars, you can go fill that out. I have no chance of winning anything, but I'm going to say there's going to be an upset. Hacksaw Ridge wins. Yeah, that's what I'm going with. It will never happen. But I am.
No, but if you're betting against La La Land, Hidden Figures is the one to bet on. Thinking Denzel Washington, Best Actor. We've got Emma Stone, Best Actress. Michelle Ali for Moonlight, Best Supporting Actor. And Viola Davis for Best Supporting Actress. Take those to the bank.
Yeah, I saw part of Hidden Figures because I followed my wife and children in to see the Lego movie. My daughter's sitting there going, this is an awfully long preview. What theater are we in? We made it in time for the Lego movie. Yeah, I'm like, honey, I think we're in the wrong place. Anyhow, Ron, where will I find you?
Be at the movie, Steve.
There it is, Ron Van Timmeren. We sat there, and my daughter's going, this is an awfully long preview. Yeah, we're in the wrong theater. Ah, these things happen. 52 after.